This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All you who believe, fasting is prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the people before you, so that they could learn taqwa. This comes in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this to you. Taqwa, I'm going to explain to you in my personal best explanation, inshallah, and hopefully you understand what taqwa is. But the easiest example of a taqwa is that a person who identifies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him 24 hours. So for example, let's just say after Fajr Salah, you're driving home, 4 o'clock in the morning, there's no pedestrians, there's no police officers, and you're standing at a set of traffic lights. Now these traffic lights have a camera. You know it has a camera. Nobody's there. Are you going to go through those traffic lights? You're not. Because you know that there's a camera there. But let's just say that camera wasn't there. If that camera wasn't there, there's a good chance some individuals who shouldn't be doing this, but some individuals would cross the camera lights and just drive through. In one instance, he's identifying that someone is not there but watching. In one instance, he's identifying that no one is there and he's going through. If a person brings into his life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you with a camera 24 hours, your wrong and your right, your sin and your good deed is seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you God-fearing individual, and you're always conscious that Allah is watching, I cannot commit this sin. This is what you call taqwa. Now what's the relation between taqwa and Ramadan? It is the best explanation and we'll stop here. Now, in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fast. And what did the Muslim ummah start doing? They start to fast. Rather, people start preparing. Before Ramadan comes, they start to prepare to fast. They start to buy the groceries, they start to, you know, fixing their schedules and everything, and because the month of Ramadan's coming. Now, the month of Ramadan arrives, and now you were eating for 11 months. You were drinking for 11 months when you wanted, how you wanted. You were doing things for 11 months. Then now the month of Ramadan is here, you can't do anymore. You can't eat when you want. You cannot drink when you want. For 11 months you were doing this. And now all of a sudden you're not doing it for 1 month. Who are you doing that for? Who are you doing it for? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing it for Allah, right? Now when the month of Ramadan is here, Allah has said, Allah has shown us that, you know, in the 11 months, when your parents tell you, or when the imam tells you, stop committing sin, stop listening to music, stop drinking alcohol, stop taking drugs, stop swearing, stop having bad manners, stop doing this, stop doing this, and you say, I can't do it, it's like an addiction, I can't stop listening to music, it's impossible. Allah has proven to you in this month that when you're alone at night, or you're alone in the morning, or during the day when you're fasting, no one is watching you, in your pocket, or when you're walking past the fridge, you might see cold water, but you're not drinking it anymore. You're not going to take out the sweet and eat it, even though nobody is there. But why are you not going to eat or drink it? Because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. This is inevitable that every single person, Muslim, has taqwa. So if everybody understands that they have taqwa, and Allah has shown us that I told you to stop eating and drinking and you stop like this. The day Ramadan started, you stopped eating and drinking. That means that if you wanted to stop any sin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless if you're alone or with people, you couldn't do it, just as you give up eating and drinking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taqwa is automatically built in you. Those individuals who fast, automatically you've already accepted it because you're starting to fast. Now in the next 11 months, if we try to keep taqwa preserved and take this taqwa that is almost given to us, that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a part of us, and carry it on till next Ramadan, we will become the closest people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.